Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, crank it up. Great song. Love it.
Now, see, I got to take a shot at a good friend here.
Taking a shot at a friend?
Yes.
Who's that?
Uh-oh. And he certainly should be within listening distance.
Okay.
Joe Wechter yesterday.
What'd he do?
Uh-oh. Talk about Mr. Depression with every return song. Oh, my God, the Phillies lost. It was just one after the other after the other. I wanted to shoot myself by the end of the show. And James comes back and plays all this uplifting music. Thank you, James.
Well, they did win yesterday.
Yeah, that's why. So it's all determined by Phillies W or L.
Speaking of winning, this is the year for the Hammer in the WIP Fantasy Football League. I just want to put that
is
out
it?
There. Yeah, I mean, I've been knocking on the door. I'm like the 0-1, 0-2, 0-3, 0-4 Eagles. I mean, I get close.
Yeah, we all can't be back-to-back champs like me.
No,
I get it.
No,
I get it.
That's,
you know.
That's true.
Are you? I
Are
was.
You?
I won. I didn't win last year. I won the 2 years in a row prior.
James okay. is really good. And our show in general, I mean.
Our show good. Shows up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
other,
won last
other
year?
Shows?
Not so great.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember. I was checked out because I didn't
We should know. Anyway, Rod Lakin, our esteemed program director, yesterday, or maybe it was Ava, one of them asked, I forget, for our show today to create the, not create, well, create sounds like, that sounds like we're rigging it. to live on the radio to determine the list for
the draft,
the draft order.
Draft
yes.
order.
Yeah,
thank you
go.
For thank you, thank you.
So so what do you
it's
need
our own little lottery here?
Piece of paper.
Yeah, it's our own little lottery.
So
we're
I wanted
here,
no
yeah.
part of like anything that could be where I'd get in trouble for.
You should ask me to do
you're
it.
You're going to do it, Jody. Here's the deal.
Done. You're good. Get somebody. Good. I got a hat. Two? Who needs?
I don't need it.
How many teams? 10 or 12?
Jody, all I need from you is a hand. Here's the deal. I wanted Wechter and Jody to do this because they're not in the lick. Wechter put the names in a hat. In a tasty cake bag, actually.
Yeah, that's cool. Right. Okay? Tasty cake.
He also sealed this up with a paper clip and scotch tape. Or maybe
he doesn't trust
clip.
Me. See, and then, I knew there was a reason I shouldn't have badmouthed my guy Wechter, but I couldn't help myself. Right.
And Jody, when the time comes next segment.
I'm done.
And by the way, Joe and Hugh are coming in. So, like, no phony baloney here. This isn't like that year. Remember that year, James, when the draft lottery and we kind of had a sense where the Sixers were picking? They showed the room or who got the first.
Oh,
remember,
yeah, yeah. What was
remember
that?
They showed the room
yeah.
of the guys in the back who where the ping pong balls actually happen, and some guy had a grin on his face.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, didn't that team got the number one pick?
Oh, like, it looked like it was rigged
Well,
bit.
Not rigged. It's that the ESPN or TNT, whoever had it, they were like, all right, here's the room where it actually happened in. And they show this one guy, and he's got like a grin.
Hmm.
And then, like, you know, an hour later, half hour later, they unveil it with, like, the people out front. Anyway, it's a
whole thing. That's a production mistake. You shouldn't have shown the guys.
I agree. You know what? I watched a show last night.
It's not an NBA issue. That's whoever was broadcasting that issue.
A show last night on Netflix. Remember that whole debacle with Lacey Peterson and the husband? What was his name?
Scott?
Scott Peterson.
Scott Peterson.
20-something years ago. So it's a really good documentary. I'd recommend people watch it. It's on Netflix. A jurist. Is that the right term? Jurist? A jurist comes out before the verdict and winks at Lacey Peterson's mom to say, "We got this guy. You're about to find out in 1 minute that he is guilty." So the jury, the one person looked right at the mom, and it was a good wink, not a bad wink. It was like a.
You allowed to do that?
Probably not.
Not supposed to.
But yeah.
At that point, once the verdict's in, I guess
we got this guy. All right, 215-592-9494. I said five questions for the Mac Man today. Jody, here's question four. You saw the entire career of Jerome Brown, which, of course, sadly was only 5 years because, you know, tragically passed away early. You saw the whole career of Fletcher Cox. Jalen Carter. Now, obviously, Jalen Carter hopefully will have more, you know, let's call it career accomplishments than Jerome. Again, Jerome only played what you'd call like half a career because of the, you know, the untimely death. But for excellence of play, when all is said and done, Jody, will Jalen Carter be better than Jerome Brown? Will he be better than Fletcher Cox?
That's so hard with Jerome because you don't know.
I know.
So you're
but we saw what we saw.
Shorter.
I mean, what he was phenomenal.
Right. But it could have gotten better. It could have gotten worse.
It could have.
We don't know.
It could have.
So I think the fairer comp is Fletcher.
Do you think he will
Fletcher
be better?
His full career.
Will he be? Will he be better than Fletcher? And that's saying something. So Fletcher's probably, you know, just sub Hall of Fame, but the kind of guy that'll get some votes. Will Jalen Carter be better, Jody?
Got into a heated debate this year with my ex partner on Birds 365.
Yep.
He said he thinks Fletcher Cox is more deserving of the Hall of Fame than Jason Kelce.
No.
Wow.
No. I said, no. Wait a minute.
Can't
here.
Do that. He didn't maintain the excellence. You can say Fletcher at his best was better than Kelce at his best, and I think that's reasonable. I mean, Fletcher, like 14, 15, 16, 17, he was on fire, but he didn't sustain it. Kelce sustained it.
He just doesn't have the resume, too. I mean, like the first team All-Pro selections, all that stuff that matters to get into the Hall of Fame.
And
like,
the really weird thing about Kelce is, and again, we've been over this, so we'd go quickly. He got better when he got older.
He got better.
Which, that doesn't happen. You peak, you get to a spot, there's a decline, some people more, some people less. Kelce just kept getting better. Kelce, his first 3 years in the league, was, no, you talk about trending. He was not trending toward the Hall of Fame 3 years in.
Trending towards not being a starting center.
Guys, 16 was a disaster. And they chose to keep him because he had a good end of that year, but he was not good for a good half of that year at least. And it's incredible. It's an incredible story.
How he just went through the roof. But we're talking about Fletcher Cox.
Yep.
I hope that Jalen Carter is better than Fletcher Cox. I would bet against it. I don't think when his career is over, compare Fletcher's career to Carter's career, I think Fletcher's will be more impressive.
Okay. Well, we'll find out in time. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Tara right now in Philadelphia. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
We're doing fantastic. Our fight in Phil's got a victory last night.
You know what? I had stuff to do, and it was all put on pause because of that last inning. I mean, it was cringeworthy just watching that.
It was tough. It was really tough.
Wait a minute. I'm coming to defense of my guy Estevez here, okay?
Yeah, you know what?
All right. He walked the first guy. That's a problem. You should never come in and walk the first guy. But a cue shot to third base that Bo made a nice play on. Wasn't like he got the ball ripped.
But the other guy, two guys got on base before that. I forget it.
Right. One a walk.
It was first and second.
And one a single.
Single. That's right. Single. I'm sorry, Tara. Go ahead.
No, I agree with what you said. But, I mean, Estevez is new. He's got a, you know, he's got a lot to prove. And I get all that. But, I mean, I just wasn't feeling him
last. Well, you know, Tara, you know what scared me on Estevez when the Phillies got him? Because, obviously, he'd been having a great year. Let me look this up real quick.
The strikeouts?
No. I dug into the numbers, Tara, when they got him.
Uh-huh.
His career ERA
Oh, he's a late bloomer. Talk about Kelsey. Like,
late bloomer.
Last, like, 3 years is when he's actually... He was, like, a pretty mediocre
player.
He's
a guy that only has, like, 2 good years.
Yeah. No, I know.
So, Tara, his career... And so, and again, this is a 31-year-old, so you're not talking about a small sample size.
Right, but what was Jeff Hoffman before he got
no,
here?
No, I get it, but look...
Out of the league is what he was, Jimmy.
He was. Yeah. But, Tara, Estevez career ERA, 4.26. He looks like a guy that's 4.26.
Ew.
Right?
That ain't
I mean, think of it this way. He I mean, not great. Not great.
No, not at all.
Not great.
Yeah, that game was too close for comfort for me.
I totally agree. And that was a good TV show, by the way.
I thought we still played okay. Nola wasn't I mean, he wasn't terrible.
No, Nola did a nice job. I mean, he gave up the one, you know, hit, so to speak, that was the home run. But otherwise he was fantastic. Tara, give me a great answer, a notable sports quote.
Oh, okay. So I am initially from Seattle, Washington. So my heart is always with the great legend, King Griffey Jr. And when I get annoyed by some of these hothead players, I always think of his quote he did back in the day where he says, I can't play being mad. I go out there and have fun, and it's a game, and that's how I'm going to treat it.
Well, I mean, it's a way to attack it. Doesn't resonate with me.
It's not really a Philly way to attack it.
I can play a game mad. I can do a show mad. I can do a lot of things mad. Sometimes mad is good.
Oh, by the way, Nola last night, 10 base runners in 5 1/3 innings.
Yep.
That's not great.
No, it's not great, but he gave up 2 runs. He found his way. He danced out of it. I mean, I'm not saying, look, okay.
As did my guy Estevez. He danced out of the ninth inning and registered
right,
a save.
But
thank
Jody,
you very much, Joe DeCamera.
All right. Let's not act like Estevez, though. It's not been a great start. Is that fair? I mean, Seltzer last night.
2.47 ERA he's got as a Philly.
You know what Fritz did on Twitter? During that ninth inning.
What'd he do?
He listed like 4 or 5 guys. Over, like, this is Brandon Workman. This is, I don't even remember some of the guys.
Yeah, that might be a little far. Heath Embry and all those guys.
Some of those guys.
Yeah, look, I think Estevez is solid. I don't think he's a lights out closer. No. I mean, the ball gets hit hard off him, man. He gives up a lot of hard contact. Like, I'm definitely not.
But last night, that was not the night. He's done that before. A lot of balls coming down on the warning track. Estevez has given up since he got here.
Yes, he has.
Last night, a cue shot, oppo cue shot down the third baseline, which Bo makes a good play on.
Right.
And then an oppo cue shot that Harper's got to knock down to pick up with the tying run on in scoring position. I'll take that out on my relief pitcher every day.
Oppo cue shot. Has never been said in human history before.
I had the same thought.
It's never...
I'll poke you, John.
There's never been a human...
You said it twice, dude.
Said,
the rest of the world is catching
shot.
Up. Feel free to jump on the bandwagon now, everybody.
Oh, Jody, you're a gem, man. Let's do a little life advice with the hammer. So, you know who I talked to yesterday? Our buddy Chavis, one of the great WIP callers.
I love Chavis.
We haven't heard from Chavis in forever. So he called me. I called him back. Isn't he the one years ago that said, you dumb as hell or something?
No, that was Levi. Levi
Novo
said, you dumb as hell. Yeah, that was a great one.
All right.
And we just heard Terrence in North Philly. Hasn't called in a while. Dude, you got to, you know.
Terrence.
Your life got to hit rock bottom to get life advice from Joe DeCamera.
Terrence, you got to call us, man. I mean, there are some legendary callers in the 8 years that we've been together as a show, and would love to hear from some of you. All right, Seltzer, what does someone need help with? I mean, I'm here to help today. I am, in fact, the giving tree. All I do is give. You know, and that's why we do life advice brought to us by MHS, the wonderful people. Phenomenal what they do at MHS Lift. Look, if you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with?
All right, so it's from Anonymous. It's a young lady, I'm assuming,
well,
by the context.
Guts, freaking
so,
Anonymous.
There we go.
Sign your name.
You ready,
Come on.
Joe? All right.
Born ready.
Joe.
What?
I'm a 4-for-4 Philly sports girl, and I love my teams. I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over 3 months, and we just went to our first Phillies game together. Here's the problem. He's a booer. Like a constant booer. I wouldn't mind if it wasn't after every pop-up, strikeout, or foul ball that he's constantly crapping on the Phillies. It's been a rough go for the team lately, but yelling out, bums, or what are we paying you for, is a little over the top. I do really like him, and I did not expect him to be this way. He ultimately ruined the game for me, and it was clear that the people around him thought he was obnoxious, too.
Wow.
How do I get him to tone it down? Please help.
Well, you may not be able to, so I'll start with that. I'll say this.
Great start.
Well, no. I mean, so it's interesting. It's funny, James. I didn't think that was the question you were going to ask at the end, or she was going to ask at the end. I thought it was going to be, like, it's impacting my relationship. What do I do?
Well, I think she is.
Well,
I think in a way she's getting
a little
there.
Bit. But
yeah,
so
saying if I can't get him to tone down,
saying right. He's embarrassing.
No, that's what she said. He's embarrassing. Look, I would recommend to her that. If you really like this guy, you know, there's some stuff that you just got to kind of deal with, you know, boyfriend, girlfriends. And I mean, I would hope that this would not cause you to not want to be with the guy. So let me just start with that. Unless it is so ridiculously embarrassing, good word, Devin, that, you know, but I can't imagine it's that. Look, tell the guy to stop acting like a clown. I mean, how about that? How about you start with, you
hey,
know...
Hey, honey, stop being a clown, okay? Enough of the clown show.
You know, it's really interesting because it's almost like a... you know, we've had this referendum in Philadelphia sports over the last few years, and the Eagles did change the way I think a lot of us consume sports. I mean, they won a Super Bowl, and it kind of changed things. And then the Trey Turner thing, and so, like, what's the right way to be a fan, and blah, blah, blah. Look, people are going to be how they're going to be. I just hope he's not a cynic in other elements of life. If he is, then that could be a reason to want to leave him. If this is just the way he is, I would say give it a shot, try to change him, but don't break up with the guy just because the guy boos at games. I mean, what difference does it really make?
I'll tell you where you Seriously. Could be right. She might not be able to change him.
Yeah, people are who they are.
Yours truly, sitting right here.
Oh, wow.
Many a game with many a woman from age 15 on.
Ooh. Look at this. Many
the Mac tickets, man,
don't
if you know
have
what I'm
to
saying.
Pay for the tickets. Good tickets. Impressive for the females and the like. Anytime there is a foul ball, I get out of my seat. Even if it's got no chance to come where I'm sitting, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to make a play. And I've seen girls just roll their eyes, go, what is this idiot doing? And I've done it my entire life, and I've never changed. Not a problem. Just some things you take a hardline stance on. If this guy's a booing, he's not stopping.
That is a little strange.
Little. Yeah,
like north of 50. That's a little strange.
Still.
No, I mean,
I haven't changed.
Like 20, I mean, Jody, I know.
Like I said, starting at 15 to today, go to the games with my daughter. Playoff games, Phillies playoff games last year. Mm. Foul ball. We're in the third level. The ball's a line drive, just about going to hit. Get it.
You know what? There are a lot of in a
I'm
baseball game. There's a lot of
a
foul
play.
Balls, Jody. A lot of foul
right.
balls. In Jody, baseball
Jody,
game.
Jody, two questions.
Yes.
Number one. I'm not going to ask you if you ever barreled over an 8-year-old, but have you ever barreled over an adult to get a ball or to get near a ball? To get near a ball?
No, that's a
okay, better good, question. Okay. Has the ball ever come close
right,
to you?
Yeah. Yeah, question two: how many have you caught? You know, caught or
oh,
got,
myself?
Yeah, got
them
on the bounce.
My daughter has caught no. foul balls. I've never gotten one.
Yeah, same.
But
one,
you try.
Not one.
Well,
all the thousands of games I've
I
gotten
feel the
to,
same way, Jody.
Never gotten one.
I'm
Pick it up. You know, Peter Laviolette says to you,
enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's
come
go.
Come on, Mac, man.
You know who my daughter got a foul ball from? Kurt Schilling.
Wow.
Remember when pitchers
when he was
used
hitting?
To hit?
Wow.
Off the concrete between different
when it would
levels.
Bounce back?
Two bounces yeah. right into her hand.
I do remember the bounce. Yeah, the big bounce backs.
Yes. Yeah. And she caught it sitting right next to me. I never got one, but she did. She's gotten like three in her life, and she's not even half my age.
Classic. And there it is. A little life advice with the hammer and the Mac Man. On this fine Thursday morning. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot of calls up ahead. We're going to be joined by Joe and Hugh in studio as well. And I got something to get off my chest that I need a ruling from Jody on. That and more, plus Time's Yours, coming up on 94WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, where obviously you can always get... All right, drilling down on our fantasy football draft order. We're going to get to that shortly. Let's get some calls in here. Time's Yours, this segment, and more. A lot happened, plus I got to give the fifth question to MacMan on five questions for Jody today. Let's get right to the calls. Let's talk to our buddy Ken in Cinnamon. Ken, what's going on, dude?
Good morning, friends. What a lovely morning today here in Delaware Valley.
Appreciate.
I want to get to the Eagles real quick because something that came up earlier in the show. But on the Phillies,
yep.
I just want to say I am going to look at the rest of the season in the context of that Scott Lauber article the other day about his conversation and the things that John Middleton said to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that portends Middleton's frustration with what we all see as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result with this team. And I mean, it's not lost on me that Dave Dombrowski's big trade deadline chip was to go out and get a closer to stabilize the back of the bullpen. And the guy appears to be a train wreck right now. So that article is going to hang over the rest of the Philly season and how I look at things. I think it's really important that everybody reads it.
Well, I'll say this, that article. And then also, you know, Ken, I don't know if you heard the interview we had with Middleton 2 years ago, maybe. He was very direct on our program where it's like, this isn't just like he wants to win a championship. It's not like he just wants to win two championships.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Chips. He wants this entire era of baseball to be known as the era when the Phillies dominate Major League Baseball. He made that crystal clear to us, which the only way you can get that is like three championships, you know, four, like you, to be a dynasty. I mean, they got a long way to go to achieve that. I don't think he was joking around when he said it. I'm certain he meant it. And so I do think that if they don't achieve this year with the money he's putting out, he's going to be in a foul mood and some heads could roll.
That's the way I'm looking at it too. I think that was a shot across everybody's bow, that article this week. On the Eagles, I just want to point something out. There was a conversation earlier this morning that was, Joe, you kind of mentioned it as an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I know you haven't yet said today that you're broadcasting live from the studio, so I'm a little surprised.
That's right. Live from the WIP.
You know, we had a caller early, I think it was in the 7 o'clock hour, who mentioned, you know, basically, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, how can we figure out a way to get rid of Nick Sirianni because the Eagles win the Super Bowl? So, you know, if they win the Super Bowl this year, that will mean that Nick Sirianni has been to two Super Bowls in 3 years.
Yeah, but Ken, his point was interesting.
And we're looking for a reason.
Hold on, but Ken, if Lurie and Howie believe that Kellen Moore is more important, that's not uninteresting.
Well, don't you find it interesting that the common thread there is the head coach is the same head coach? Like, this is how ridiculous this has gotten. We're talking about, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, how can we use that as a justification to fire the head coach or
well, I hear you. But just know this, Ken, and I'm not saying Kellen Moore is this at all, but just know this, and you probably know it, 99% of people listening probably don't. The New York Giants, there was a point in the 1950s, they had a head coach that right now, other than Jody Mack, no one right now knows who it was. They had one coordinator named Vince Lombardi. They had another coordinator named Tom Landry. I'm just guessing that if they had kept either Tom Landry or Vince Lombardi, they probably would have had a better 60s.
I think Ali Sherman was the head coach.
I think it was Ali Sherman.
Good call.
All right, Ken. But you get my point. All right, Ken, give me an answer, a great sports quote.
And I wasn't alive for that, by the way. Let me just clarify.
Okay.
One of my favorites of all time that I apply to life in general, when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
You got it, my man. All right, Ken, good stuff. All right,
Yogi.
So MacMan is going to be our picker. So, Jody, I'm going to hand you this Tasty Cake Bag.
The Tasty Cake Bag, the all-important Tasty Cake Bag.
That in it has 12...
Which, by the way, Wechter finished all the Tasty Cakes before.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Put the names in there.
All right, so Jody gets
that,
a little...
Let that be on record.
A little shot. All right, so hold on, Jody. Don't do anything yet. So,
multiple shots at Wechter
now,
today.
Now, I propose something. So there's 12 teams in this league. There's two different teams that have two team owners. Let's welcome in Mr. Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas from
Hello.
The
good morning.
WIP Midday Show, part of this
good
fantasy
morning.
Football.
What's morning, up, guys? How we doing?
Morning, Joe. Morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
That was an homage. That was you, Hugh.
Hugh doesn't wake up till 10,
wait,
so he's no, not quite ready.
Was supposed to be an impression, Joe?
Hugh, I was doing you.
I knew what you were doing.
I was doing you to you, or put another way, I was doing Hugh to Hugh.
That was terrible.
Is that dorky?
That was pretty dorky.
What's it like to have a name that's also like, you
mean that,
but it's
that
not.
They made fun of me about when I was little? It built character. Oh, no, stop it. Don't hit me with the
talk about repressed emotions.
It built character.
We got to throw a flag here.
It built character.
Who gave him a hard time when he was a young man?
Oh,
I'm
everybody.
Guessing no one.
I had a
no
Jerry.
One in his
my
grade
name was
school
Hugh, and
was
I had
going,
a Jerry
Curl. Let's make fun of you.
Can we find some old photos of that?
I had a Jerry Curl. No, I burnt all the Jerry Curl pictures. But I had a drippy Jerry Curl. It was named Hugh.
And,
so it was
and guess what?
Like,
I would have looked you dead in the eye and go, wow, looks good, you.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, you would lay me out.
I was more like the Stave Puff Marshmallow Man when I was growing up. It took me a while to grow into my body.
Did you? Okay.
All right, yeah. So we got to do this. You know, Rod and Ava want this fantasy draft today on our show. Now, first off, Devin, you're not in the league. I looked at the names. Like,
I'm not.
Were you asked?
No, I guess my invite got lost in the mail. So
well, they didn't want you to win.
Here's the one thing I'll say.
Mine.
The one thing I'll say in the station's defense, it is hard. Like, Seltzer, you've been part of this for a long time.
Yeah, once the spot's full, it's four. We actually
nobody wants 14 teams
so we,
in the league.
Yeah, we used to be 14, and we cut it to 12, so we actually got rid of people.
That was bad. 14's too many. All right. Now, I have a proposal, but we can only do this if the room signs off on it, or league members sign off on it. So instead of the first name out being the guy that gets the first pick or the 12th pick.
I think we should
go
reverse order.
No.
Oh.
Total haphazardness. Like, I would say that, like, first name out could be, and we'll predetermine it. Like, first one, you get the seventh pick.
Why would you make this so much harder?
Just to be that
it's
guy.
Harder than it's,
I want to cause controversy right from the
what
start.
What about for the listener who's trying to follow along? Like, how does that make sense?
We'll tell you at the end.
Get out your pen and piece of paper. Be ready.
Pull
here.
Over. Get out your pen and paper.
Yes.
Right.
That's what you're doing.
What do you say to that? So, haphazard picking. We'll say it beforehand, but like, one, two, three. That's so boring.
So as the defending champ, I'm okay with this.
Because
sometimes if you come back from the same league, you might go in the order of standings last year. Yeah. So I assumed I was picking last.
What do you think of haphazard picking?
I'm in. Let's go. Because I have a better chance of getting a better pick this year.
Hugh, are you okay with
haphazard? No, I'm not okay with it. Because I finished last year.
I couldn't care less.
Didn't I finish last?
I think you did.
I won when I had the 12th pick, so I'm not too worried about it.
I'm going to determine this. I got him in my hand, so I'm going to determine this. The 1, 2, 3, 4 individuals who are participating. you're going to get to dictate what pick comes out the next one. And Gilio,
that could get confusing if we all.
First.
Well, only one person can say it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm going to ask Joe first.
Joe, you,
what pick is this? Boom. I'm going to pick it.
We'll go
then
clockwise.
I'm going to ask Joe, what pick is this?
Fine.
And I'm going to ask James. I'm going to ask you.
Wait, right. So how many people are in the league?
12.
12.
All right, Gilio, you got
four here.
You
right got
to say a number 1 through 12. That'll be whoever's name comes out. That person gets this pick.
Now wait a minute. All right, can you actually write this down?
Yeah, I got it.
Can we make this more confusing? Is there a way to put
it? Just give it another minute, Seltzer.
Hold on. Gilio, say a number from 1 to 12.
12. 12. Okay. Last pick of the draft is, first name out of the tasty cake bag is, oh, it's well folded. I'll give credit to the director for that. That would be the program director, also, what is he,
market manager. How about that?
Rod Lakin.
He really got, I'm going to use the word, screwed, because otherwise he would have had the first pick.
It's a snake draft, right? So he's 12 and 13.
Yeah, that's not
right,
terrible. Yeah.
There's something to be said for going back to back.
I get to choose the next number.
Yes,
I'm going to choose number 8.
Number 8 with pick 8.
In honor of Jahlil Okafor.
It will be made by... Damn, this is more work than I thought it was going to be. The combination team of Andrew Porter and Tucker Bagley.
All right, you got it.
Our number 8.
Hugh, you get to pick the next number.
I'm thinking 6.
6. Pick 6 is... And that's what Darius Slay did to Jalen Hurts.
That's right. That's
my
right.
Own two eyes.
Dr. J's number, by the way.
Spike Eskin will pick 6.
Spike's going to object to this in the afternoon show because he would have had the third pick. All right, Seltzer, give us a number.
In honor of Gene Hackman, 4!
Yes. 4! How many passes? 4 passes. That would be Joe Gilio at number 4.
You're welcome, Joe.
Right.
Thank you.
Gilio,
thank you, James.
Gilio, it's not a bad pick.
All right, we're back to Gilio. You get to determine the next one.
All right, 3, because I want to know who's right in front of me in this draft.
There
who do
go.
I got to worry about?
I'll tell you if it is
this
number
is
3.
Bryce Harper's number. Allen Iverson's number.
That would be 1. Tom Kelly.
Right.
TK.
TK 3. All right, I get the next number. I'm going in honor of Roy Hobbs, number 9.
Number 9.
Also
nine.
And
number 9. Number 9.
And Ted Williams.
And
number
the number 9 pick
number
belongs
nine.
To you, Douglas, and Kyle Quinn.
Hey, that's not great, but
you're
it's
9.
Okay.
All right. Nice. All right.
Hugh, you get to pick the next number. The numbers left are 1, 2, 5, 7,
I've been,
10,
I've been,
and 11.
I've been taking notes, so I'm picking number 7.
Okay, number
7. 7 would be 1. Hammer time.
Okay.
Joe DeCamera.
Yeah, right in the middle. Stuck
ooh,
in the freaking middle.
Though.
I don't like it. Freaking middle. Don't like it.
All right. James.
Salter,
is it up to James?
Pick a number, James.
Number 2.
Number 2.
Moses Malone.
Second pick in the draft belongs to Jack Fritz.
Oh wow.
Awful.
Fritz goes 2nd.
Okay. All right. You get to pick a number here, Joe. You got 1, 5, 10, and 11 left.
10.
Jack Fritz here.
There's the, okay, 10. The camera, Gilio, excuse me, picking 10, wrong Joe. The 10th pick belongs to James Seltzer.
Seltzer.
Not working out for me.
Which, ironically, James, is the exact number you would have been.
So I'm
if
the
we
only one who can't complain about anything. Okay,
yeah,
good.
If we
good.
Start, by the way, is this good radio or bad radio?
Bad. Really bad.
I think so,
yeah,
too.
It's horrible.
I think this is a bad idea. To everyone listening, I'm really sorry.
I think acknowledging it makes it better, though.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah, we laugh
who
about
could,
it together.
Who could have thought it was a bad idea going in? I don't know. All right. Of us.
Yeah, Joe.
So I get to say the next number?
You do, and then...
Number 1.
You and
first,
then
first pick in the
first
draft.
First pick in the draft.
First pick in the draft.
Mikey A.
Well, Angelina.
Angelina locking out.
Angelina at the top.
And who is the first pick? Is that Christian McCaffrey?
It depends on how healthy
he's banged up.
Yeah.
Depends on your rules.
The calf injury? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got to be. The guy had a touchdown 17 straight games.
I know. I mean,
you're the one
pick.
Who said he's going to be out for the season. That is official prediction you said
it,
on
so
the show.
But he's
still
going
to speak it into existence.
He's still going
to
get a pick for him. Joe, Hugh, I'm sorry, pick 11.
11. He selects his fellow Eagle one, Ike Reese.
Ike. Which is what Ike would have been. 11. All right, and then the 5 is the only one left.
5 is one left, and we got one name left in here. And I guess there's some irony to this. Who would that be, Joe?
That would be John Ritchie.
You picked your buddy last.
How about that?
His partner goes, see what happens when you don't show up for work?
Well, you lucked out. You should be 12. He's 5th.
Yeah. All right, there it is. Let the consternation
this
begin.
This is really...
Oh, knew that was coming.
All right, Joe and Hugh, thanks, fellas.
You got it.
That's
guys.
It. We're done.
We're done.
Well, we got to do a show at 10.
Well, yeah,
get out of here.
I really
we shall
ready
be
for
listening.
This, I'll be ready for my show.
All right, and anyone who wants all the names and the tasty cake bag, just to make sure this was done above board, feel free to come in and examine and not get a tasty cake.
There you go. And with that, let's do what we do every single day at this time. All right, time's yours. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I know it's only the third inning, but my God, do these Phillies always have to hit into double plays? I hate them sometimes. Oh, well. Thank
there,
you.
Have there a were
day,
a lot.
Guys. Bye.
There were a lot. What was it, three early, right? Something like that?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are officially rent-free in Orlando Arcia's head. The dude waits 10 months to do what Bryce did in the postseason in a regular season game in August. I cannot wait until the Phillies put away the Braves tonight. Time's yours.
Well, they did. They did do that. So, you know, well done there.
Joe, where do you get the functory bullying Devin like that over the sports update? All right, if you want to bully someone, I'm going to bully you right back. First of all, you can't pronounce half the words in the English dictionary, okay? And when you try to do it, it takes you like 30 seconds to do it. And secondly, you're shaped like a candy corn, all right? So why don't you watch yourself over there, buddy?
You're shaped like a candy corn.
You should keep your mouth shut.
That's a pretty good line.
I mean, I appreciate that he came to my defense, so thanks.
And he didn't do it live.
No. He did not do it live.
Chelsea, what's your ruling on in the sports update? We're live at Eagles training camp.
It literally says it on the index card.
I think it's
on
okay.
The table
I get it.
And
I think it's
and
okay.
I crossed it off.
I think it's
well,
okay.
See, I created
but
my
that's
own.
That's a you problem.
I mean,
so.
James, we were literally last night.
Yeah, we're
yesterday,
always live.
We were
I get
talking
it. Yes.
About the prior night's Phillies game. So we weren't live?
No, I get it. I get it.
No, you don't.
It's a little nitpicky. It's nitpicky. I'm with you. I'm fine with it. I'm defending
thank
you.
Oh, thank
I'm defending you.
You.
I think it's nitpicky.
Sorry.
Jody, hearing that you're a wrestling fan is really cool. I was just curious what your favorite era was. I'm partial to the Attitude Era of the 90s, but I've heard that today's wrestling is pretty great, too. Just curious what your thoughts were. Time's yours.
Of course, it's the Attitude Era.
What
and
is
if
that?
You're not down with that, I got two words for you. One of which we're not supposed to use here on the radio, so I will
Joel
not.
Joel Embiid's favorite saying?
That's yeah. The sign. That's the Attitude Era.
You just did it, too.
The answer is the mid 1980s was the best part of time of wrestling. That's the answer. No question about it.
Because that's when you watch wrestling.
That's why, yes, exactly. And it's when it was worth watching. And with that, time's yours, we shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right. We got a lot to get to today, including the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at Armin Chevrolet. That's ArminChevy.com. ArminChevy.com together. Let's drive. All right, Jody, I got the poll results in front of me. How do you think people voted on this? Which is the most likely outcome for the Eagles this regular season? They go 11-6. They win more than 11. They win less than 11.
Even though you, me, and James all said 11-6. So we were 3-for-3 on 11-for-6.
I said 11-6 too.
We were No. You were 3. I said 12-5.
You did say 12.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I bumped it to 12. I moved. I was at 11, but I'm at 12 now.
Then James, I think, will be the only one who's right. I think more than 11 wins will get more than anybody else. Percentage-wise breakdown, it'll be spread low to mid-40s for above 11
you're
wins.
Good job here. Yeah.
All right, so 44%
wins
it.
Nailed it.
At 11 wins.
More 11? 11 got more than...
No, my fault. Hold on. There's so many things on this. All right. 11-6, 36%. More than 11, 44%.
Yeah,
nice
Jody.
Nice job, Jody.
That's
what I said.
And 20%.
Mid-40s.
Yeah.
More than.
Nailed it.
Jody, I need a ruling here because I told you five questions today, and I need you to just put the thinking cap on and tell me... question five... Is this Flyers-driven or NHL-driven? I brought this up earlier in the week, but I'm curious your ruling on this. The Flyers' first four games this year, to me, are a disaster. Okay, a disaster. The Flyers during the Phillies playoffs, and I get it, they might not want to go. They start Friday, October 11th, 10 o'clock, Vancouver. Saturday the 12th, 10 o'clock, at Calgary. Then on a Tuesday, 10 o'clock, at Edmonton. Thursday, the 17th, at Seattle, 10 o'clock. Now, I think that is a farcical way to begin a season. Even if you're not going to have all the eyeballs on you, you can't have four games that go from 10 p.m. to 12:45 a.m. and tell the fans, hey, welcome to the season. Do you think, Jody, that's Flyers-driven or NHL-driven?
Oh, absolutely NHL. The Flyers would never schedule that. If they had a say in it, no, that's completely from the
Well, league. Then they should object, because that's a disgrace.
They may have.
Seltzer,
and they may have
that's
been told,
a disgrace.
Shut up, we put the schedule out.
I bet you it's Flyers-driven. I bet you they're trying to play peekaboo during the Phillies playoffs.
Well, it could. It's really hard when...
What are the chances?
When there's a Phillies game and there's also a Flyers game scheduled, it is a mess down there.
Totally
so
a mess.
It could be intentional.
But you know what? Seltzer, can you start a... I mean, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't disagree.
I'm like, hey, kids, welcome to the season. 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
We're trying to make you fans for the future. Four games from 10 p.m. to 12:45 a.m.
It's like every year. I think it feels like it happens.
But this is four in a row.
It's four in a row. But I feel like they open on the West Coast every year. Yeah. Am I crazy? Or is it every single year?
I'm good with it. I think it's helpful for the Flyers.
We got to come up with
a win. Get it out of the way. West Coast, get it done with.
Yeah,
out.
That's a good point.
Winning answer. Sports quote that's both big, great, and famous. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. You want Philly, Philly? We're talking about practice. In order to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. Win together today, walk together forever, or something like that.
I have three.
What do you got?
The name on the front of your jersey, more important than the name on the back, Herb Brooks Miracle. Can't play mad, Ken Griffey Jr., Kenan Cinnaminson. When you come to a fork in the road, take it, Yogi Berra.
Didn't like any of them.
I like the Lombardi one was the one that stood out to me the most there.
Devin, I didn't mean to just shoot you down.
Shot it down. I felt like Lombardi's the winner, right? Like, that's the one that stuck out to me. Shiro was the only other one that was there.
That's who I was going to vote for.
Let's go Lombardi.
If you want to do a Philly thing, it's Freddie. If you want to do an overall thing, it's Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi, congratulations. Our winner is Dave with the Vince Lombardi answer. Everyone have a wonderful, tremendous rest of the day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.